International rail use. Larger countries make use of train transport to haul products. Russia, China, and North America all find it easy to use the mode that covers long distances with ease. In Africa, 90% of the freight that moves is transported in containers, fitting easily with rail transport. In the EU, rail transport volume is linked to a country's geographical position, with centrally located countries having the highest freight volume. In 2021, rail transport across the EU hauled more than 409 billion ton-kilometers. However, rail has relatively low usage compared to road transport in most EU countries. Greater technical harmony between rail systems, for example, compatible rail gauges, and the development of strategic cross-border railway routes will help to remove barriers to rail in the EU and its neighboring markets. The global rail network is primarily a collection of unlinked national rail systems with the following types of rail lines. Penetration lines link a country's port cities with its interior for access to natural resources. These are found in developing countries as well as in resource-rich locations like Canada and Australia. Regional networks serve high-density populations with the goal to move as many people and as much freight as possible. Markets include Western Europe, Northeastern North America, coastal China, and Japan. Transcontinental lines were initially established for national sovereignty and territorial conquest. For example, rail systems that link New York and Los Angeles in North America, Perth and Adelaide in Australia, or Buenos Aires and Valparaiso in South America. This type of rail line has been used to transport containers across the North American land bridge, or the South American land bridge. Since 2013, China has been committed to its Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, which funds rail, water, and telecommunications initiatives. It envisions transcontinental rail lines as the belt and additional investments in ocean transport as the Maritime Silk Road. For example, the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor is being planned as part of the project to move freight by rail to the ocean for water transport. As of 2024, spending on various initiatives already surpassed $1 trillion U.S. dollars involving over 150 nations and 30 international organizations. Part of the reason for these bold plans is to accelerate the movement of goods that are too expensive to ship by air but need a mode of transit that is faster than water. One rail route is called the Northern Corridor, which proceeds through Russia using its Trans-Siberian Railway. The war in Ukraine has severely reduced freight transit through Russia to the EU, but China-Russia trade in this corridor remains strong. Another route is the Middle Corridor, which goes through countries such as Kazakhstan, and the rail portion terminates at the Caspian Sea. The Middle Corridor is the most direct route from China to the EU, and it can save on average 2,500 kilometers in travel distance over other alternatives. However, an article by Gani Zhang indicates that the Middle Corridor has long lead times of up to 50 to 60 days, making it less competitive. This is partly due to multimodal switching from rail to water, Caspian Sea, and back again to rail, also occurs on the Black Sea for some routes. It is also partly due to capacity issues. Trains headed from Beijing to Tehran are limited to 220-foot equivalent units, TEUs. In contrast, some North American rail lines can haul 800 TEUs at a time. In addition, the Middle Corridor was intended to terminate in Italy, but Italy pulled out of its BRI agreements in 2023. Both domestically and abroad, rail transport depends on a solid infrastructure for rail transport to thrive.